common eel, a big one at that, nearly a metre of slimy, mucus-covered, wiggly fish. They're sliding around in the muddy, soft bottom of a canal somewhere in the Midlands, grubbing around for anything to eat. Snails, worms, when, whoosh, flashes of light, a tug and a painful twinge in the corner of your mouth. You've been caught on the hook by a boy fishing with his mates after school. As they reel you rudely from your world into theirs, a strange thing happens. Your life flashes before your eyes. This is your life. The first thing you remember is a secret world no human has ever seen, somewhere in the coal-black depths of the Sargasso Sea in the mid-Atlantic. In the gloomy depths, you started life as a leptocephalus, a small, transparent, feeble, leaf-shaped fish. Just a few millimeters long, you started drifting east in the vast, endless space of the ocean. With nothing but the plankton for company and for dinner, you hitched a ride on the Gulf Stream until 2,500 miles later, you reached the British coast. You've changed appearance, looking more eel-like now. A couple of centimeters long, but still glassy and transparent, you are what they call an elva, or glass eel. It's been 3 years now since you've hatched. You've escaped shoals of predatory fish, stinging jellyfish, and their invisible traps, and now you're congregating in the shallows of an estuary. You and millions of your classmates are under attack yet again from birds this time. Gulls, terns and cormorants all take their fill, but you're lucky you look death in the face a couple of times, but you avoid the beak. For miles you swim upriver by night, against foaming torrents, dodging even more predators, climbing wet rocks, and even, thanks to your slimy skin, travelling overland. Having crossed a field, narrowly avoiding being trodden on by a cow, you arrive at a pond. For the next 20 years, this is your pond. Here you lurk in the muck and weed at the bottom, a predator yourself. You lose your delicate composition and become a muscular, olive green and brown snakefish. Feeding and getting fat on a diet of dead animals, snails, fish eggs, worms, and even fish themselves. In these later years, your eyes get bigger. They swell, becoming more bulbous, and while before you were quite happy slouching around, you now find a new drive deep in your belly. Your guts feel kind of strange. They start to shrink, your appetite is reduced, and you feel the urge to head back down the river you climbed up all those years ago. Having retraced your so-called fin steps back across the fields and skirted along ditches, you find yourself in the canal, where it all looks as though it's about to end in the fumbling hands of a small boy who wrestles with you as you twist and tie yourself in knots, oozing that same mucus that protects you out on land. It is this that saves you. As the hook is removed, there is no way the boy can grip your featureless liquid body, and with a squirm, you slip through his fist, plop, back into the river. A lucky escape, and with still over 2,000 miles to go to your spawning grounds, there will be plenty more times that your incredible life story flash before your very eyes.